I'd moved to a new town. This was a much nicer, cleaner, quieter town than the one I'd lived in before. Not the sort of town that you'd expect to have... things wrong with it. There was a very big park right in the center that housed rows upon rows of swings, slides, infested with snake-like tunnels that weaved in and around the playground, providing a maze for children to lose themselves in their games. There was even a functioning merry-go-round, which seemed to always be slightly turning, inviting the children to hitch a ride on its platform of twirl. I have to emphasize on the fact that it was quiet. It was a quiet, peaceful town. The kind of town where kids could leave the house on their own, take the short journey to the park. I had been given strict instructions by my parents that I should come home the second it starts to turn dark. And my life was wonderful. So it seemed. It was a Friday. I knew the day because I remember coming home with a large grin on my face, as I knew I had the luxury of non-stop playing for the next two whole days. I did what I always did. I chucked my school bag on my bed and was ordered to change into other clothing. In a matter of minutes, I was ready to descend into a world of fun. Nothing could stop me. The tunnels were my favorite. It was so easy to get lost in them, which was great fun for playing hide-and-seek. My only two other friends, Billy and Tom. You know, they were both in my class, and we, like many eight-year-olds, we loved any game that filled us with pure adrenaline. We were going to play Murder. I don't expect anyone to know this game. We made it up. The rules were very similar to hide-and-seek, except when one seeking found you, they had to murder you. It was pretend, obviously. It was nearly winter, as I remember being slightly cold, as I wormed my way around in the tunnels, furiously trying to find a perfect hiding spot. Billy was the seeker. Tom had hidden behind the merry-go-round. I was alone. Must have been maybe 10 minutes, which for an eight-year-old felt like a year, when I decided to do what all kids do when they get bored. Give up. I give up! I shouted. My voice echoed through the tunnels. I'm in the tunnels! I give up! I heard sudden shuffling from one end of the tunnel. No, I don't know why. But I froze still. I didn't call out again, I just waited. See, something wasn't right. Billy would always say something before coming in after someone in the tunnels. He'd always congratulate them on being the last to be found, or for cheating by hiding in the endless maze of tunnels. As I stood frozen, the shuffling grew louder. I could tell it was starting to get dark outside as the tunnels slowly began to lose any light in them. Slowly but surely, dropping into darkness. I began to slowly shuffle backwards. The shuffling ahead of me grew louder, as if someone or something was way too big for the tunnels and was trying to navigate around. Come out. It's time to go home now. A very creepy voice echoed through the tunnels. It sounded like when a grown man tries to talk to a small child, talking slightly higher pitched. This was definitely wrong. I probably would have come out if the voice was outside, but it wasn't. It was inside the tunnels. Why would an adult crawl inside? As I was shuffling further and further back, the face of an old man appeared in the darkness ahead of me, patches of white hair on his head, and a defined look of someone who hadn't showered in the last week. I couldn't see what he was wearing, but I knew it was tattered old clothes. He had a sharp, scraggly beard, which was peppered with dirt. The second we made eye contact, he just smiled at me, revealing his filthy, underbrushed teeth, which had blotches of brown and black covering them entirely. I panicked, turned around, and began shuffling on all fours as fast as I could, the shuffling behind me growing louder and quicker. He was chasing me. I sped through the maze for what felt like an eternity. I only stopped when my legs refused to move anymore. I'd taken so many twists and turns that even I was completely lost.
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to talk, the voice echoed through the tunnels.
I could tell that he was nearby. I pressed my body against the bottom of the small, narrow tunnel and listened. He continued to make soft, cooing noises, begging me to come out and present myself to him. I lay in that tunnel for hours. No exaggeration. Even Even after I heard him curse to himself and angrily force his way out of the tunnel, I continued to wait. Thoughts raced through my mind of me coming out of that tunnel only to be met by that same smile that once greeted me. In the darkness of the tunnel, I could make out blue flashing lights on the outside. I heard frantic voices calling three names repeatedly. Billy! Tom! Michael! When I heard my name, my heart slowly began to calm. My parents had come. I easily shuffled my way out of the tunnel, guided by the wet dirt scrapings along the walls of the tunnel where the man must have gone. Outside, I was greeted by several police cars, flashing lights. There were groups of adults with concern looked on their faces. I recognized two of them, my parents. Mom! Dad! I wailed, crying as I ran towards them. They began crying and ran towards me, lifted me off the ground and hugged me so tightly it felt as though I was being slowly crushed. Billy and Tom were taken that evening. They were later found hidden in a nearby skip, mutilated. They had been brutally massacred. Their skulls had been caved in with a large iron bar, and their bodies had deep cuts everywhere, large pieces of glass found buried in their backs. What chilled me to the fucking bone is the wet dirt I saw in the tunnels. It wasn't entirely dirt. It was Billy and Tom's blood. After slaughtering my two best friends, making eye contact with me in the tunnel, he just smiled. He had won the game. He had won the game.
Hey there, everyone who's listening on YouTube, or those of you who are listening on the podcast. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta. And before you head out for the night, I just wanted to let you know about a couple of things. Without you, the show doesn't take place. So, if you guys would like to support the show, or if you guys would like to get your hands on a couple of cool little things whenever new things come out, check out patreon.com/MrCreepypasta, and any support that you guys show, I really appreciate. For everyone who's already donated to the Patreon, I really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for that. If you guys are looking for more Creepypasta Storytime, there's a new video that's uploaded to this channel or uploaded to the podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday now. You can be able to get more from me at facebook.com/MrCreepypasta or on Twitter at MrCreepypasta and then the number 0. Thanks so much for listening, kids, and for your support.
And sweet dreams.